Well, hello out there, and welcome to the local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, my guest today, kind of an old friend, but not quite as old as me, Brad Tonzer. Welcome, Brad.
Good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes, love having you. So, Brad, Jerseyville boy, right?
Grew up in Jersey? 49 years, yep.
49, how about that?
Yeah.
And so you're married?
Yes, to my beautiful wife, Wendy Niemeyer Tonzer.
All right, and a couple children?
Yep, Hannah and Haley.
Yes, well, that's great, Brad. And so you grew up here, went to high school here, and still living here in Jerseyville. You've got some rental property. You have TCAD, which is advertising, signage and apparel. So what's your, when you went to school, where'd you go to school at?
Right. I went to school at Lewis and Clark.
Okay. And what'd you major in?
Business management.
Right. And then after that, what did you do?
I got my start at Amoco Oil as a transport driver in 1999 and currently work for the same facility terminal after 25 years. Amoco Oil got bought out by BP and then now Kinder Morgan. So I've just went up through the ranks from transport driver to operations and now terminal manager.
Okay. Now, when you were transport driver, how far would you transport?
About 100-mile radius.
Okay.
Yep.
That's kind of a dangerous job, isn't it?
Hauling 8,000 gallons of gasoline, yeah. In downtown St. Louis, it got interesting at times.
Did everybody clear the way when they saw you coming through?
No, they actually would seem like we were magnets, like they would even be attracted to us.
Now, I know you're busy with your work, you know, working at Amoco and in the refinery business, but you did find time to dip into a couple other things, which you found yourself in real estate here in Jerseyville. Tell me, how'd you get into that?
Well, yep. So I always worked multiple jobs all my life, you know, even in high school growing up. And at Amoco, when I drove, we worked 4/11, so that gave me 3 days off during the week. So I found myself working for multiple other employers throughout that time, filling some extra hours. And just Wendy and I decided we needed to start doing something for ourselves. So we bought Loki Trophy and Awards back in 2010 and started that business as Tonzer Custom Awards and Decals, and it just started growing and growing and in development, and we started getting larger. So actually in 2015 we decided instead of renting we were just going to buy our own location.
Where were you working out of?
Out of the basement.
Oh, out of your basement.
Yeah.
So you wanted to get out. I don't blame you for that.
Yes, our house was basically our shop.
Yeah, and you said you bought it from Loki Awards. Which Loki was that?
Yep, Dave and Stacy Loki. Okay. Was running the old Monument Awards business for years.
Okay.
That their mom had started, Dave's mom had started up, and the Monument business had already ended, and we took over the awards portion.
Like the awards, is that pretty popular? Is there a lot of award business?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's been our staple over the years, because that helped us grow into other diverse, opportunities. Because we would work with schools and rec departments and ADs. And then, you know, when we were doing sports awards and academic awards, different things like that. Before you knew it, we had logos and images, and we were asking to be creating business cards, and then that flourished into apparel and hats and can coolies. And then before you knew it, you know, we changed our name a couple years ago to TCA Designs, TCAD Designs, because that kind of incorporated more of what we do rather than just awards and decals.
Now, when you're in your basement, okay, were you just doing awards or were you doing apparel and other things as well?
Both, yeah.
Okay.
From day one, we just started taking on more and more and more, getting larger and larger and larger, buying more and more machines.
Well, yeah, there's so many ball teams like that need shirts, et cetera. What is the number one apparel that you handle at your place?
Definitely t-shirts, just for events.
Straight t-shirts?
Yep, just t-shirts. We do a lot of construction companies, a lot of high-vis, safety orange and safety yellow. So we do a lot of printing for construction companies, and then just other events for businesses, so on and so forth. And really, the most popular line right now is the Richardson hats. We do a lot of embroidery and printing on hats, and you just can't keep them in stock. They're so hot.
What's so great about the Richardson hat?
It's just the old trucker hat, and everybody loves the comfort and the look and the feel.
Okay, the old trucker hat.
Yep.
Okay. What other kind of hats is popular out there today? Anything?
The flat bill is popular with the younger kids, you know, and any type of we do all styles. We can do Under Armour, Nike. So a lot of the brand name companies are very popular.
Now, for example, if a person they went out shopping and they found shirts, you know, like a certain shirt that they really liked, maybe it's not a shirt you would stock or even a shirt that, you know, you would have around. Could you put something on that? Could you put a logo on it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do 1 to 1,000. We have no limits on, you know, the number of quantities. And we're all about customer satisfaction. So whatever the customer wants, that's what we want to provide. So if they need us to start to finish, complete their whole order, we can do it. Or, you know, if they want to bring the shirts in, we can print them. They want to bring the hats in, we can embroider them.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, of all the other, what are some other items that people are getting their logos on these days?
Can coolies, pins, business cards, personalized items, or actually handouts. We do a lot of promo items, frisbees,
Is it what's hot in all those items? Like if we're looking for something at our business here, you know, if we're looking for mm-hmm. something hot that people like and they'll have your logo on it, you know, and they don't just throw it in the trash can, they'll keep it. What would you suggest?
Definitely your tumblers, your Arctic or Yeti and or Polar Camel tumblers.
Tumblers?
The cups.
Okay.
So we offer them in multiple sizes all the way up from coffee cups all the way up to 30 ounce, you know.
Yeah.
So they keep things hot. Or they keep things cold, you know. So what we do is we take them and then we can laser or engrave on the cups, and we take the powder coating and create your logo or design inside the powder coating.
Okay,
so that's very popular.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the different styles of advertising that you can do. You talk about powder coating. You talk about lasering. You're talking about straight ink. What can you do? Tell me.
There's not much we can't do, so we can take.
I mean,
you know,
have all that equipment.
Yeah,
you can do it all.
We can cut vinyl to just have individual letters, or we have a 54-inch printer that will fully print a complete colored image on a banner or a sign, and we have a DTG printer which can print direct to garment and in full color. We have the laser engraver, will burn or etch into different materials.
Now, do you have a couple artists on staff that can help people out? Because some people, like, you know, like me, aren't that artistic.
Well, thankfully, my wife Wendy is the owner and manager of the business, and she is also the creative design. She's the artist of the family and of the business.
Has she always been artistic?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So is there anything, while we're on the TCAD part of the business, is there anything that you think that you guys do or can handle, or what sets you apart from the competition?
Just our personalities and our willingness to get the job done, whether it's last second or with plenty of notice. We just have appreciated and enjoy helping customers out, and it's just the satisfaction of being able to have somebody walk away with their material knowing that, you know, quality and cost has, you know, played a big role in their satisfaction of that order.
Okay. Now, switching to the real estate business that you've been in for a while, and I guess TCAD, because of that, you needed to find a property to get going. But what prompted you to keep going and keep looking for properties?
It was definitely after the purchase of our first commercial building. It was 112 North State Street. It was just used as a flea market storage area at the time, and we went in and gutted it. And when we gutted it, it was just bringing that old nostalgic history of 1886 back to life, exposing the hardwood floors and exposing the brick inside and the vaulted ceilings. It was just such a tremendous reward when we were done with it, is what really got us interested in valued more properties.
What's in that property now?
That is houses the Verve Rockwell cybersecurity company, and then it has two apartments upstairs.
Okay. Well, what else do you have that you've developed?
Yep. Well, short story, during COVID, the sidewalk and the foot traffic really died off, and we were, you know, doing some readjusting in the TCAD business and wondering, you know, where we were going to go from here. And we had purchased the Lynn Shoe Store, and we had the Verve Rockwell company interested in renting that space that first occupied TCAD. So, that definitely influenced us to get going on the Lynn Shoe Store. So we remodeled the downstairs of that, and thankfully Kyle Allison wanted to carry on the Lynn Shoe Store tradition and keep that business going. So he wanted to occupy that space, and it's been a tremendous relationship between Wendy and I and Kyle and Melissa. And we'd like to think that he's doing really well. So we had that unfurnished area upstairs, and we just decided to open it up. And so we remodeled that for our new, where TCAD operates today.
I see. Yeah. And any other properties, any other commercial properties?
Yeah. The West Pearl building come up for sale across from the gym bar. And that's a good
sized building.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful building.
Yeah. 6,400 square feet per level, you know. So, and it's a basement and two levels. And, once I walked through that building, we knew we had to have it as well. And, we loved working with the Rose family. And after Anita and Paul had unfortunately passed, they actually sought us out and knew what we had done with the previous two buildings at 112 and 114, and was very interested in knowing that, they could hand it off into good hands and we would do something with it. So we got underway with restoring the downstairs with that, and got new tenants in there. And it's just a wonderful structure. And then soon after that, Buster Gross was selling his, and it was, right next to the
Lynn Shoe Store. He had the flooring store.
Yeah, he had the Hollywood cuts and the flooring store, and with that proximity to the Lynn Shoe Store building, we just felt it was really needed to kind of take that all into the as one ownership with those two buildings side by side.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I've got Brad Tonzer, a local businessman here in Jerseyville, Illinois, kind of telling us all about his businesses and what's going on. Brad, how is the city of Jerseyville? I know they've got some programs going on to help the facelift buildings. How have they been to work with?
Amazing. You know, they are wanting to revitalize Jerseyville and bring, you know, interest with population and stimulate the economy, and by helping business and property owners in such a way to work hard to provide grants, which allows us the opportunity for some assistance to help revitalize the exterior facades of these structures, has been a tremendous attribute.
That's the TIF program, right?
Yes, and there's the TIF program, and another one similar to the TIF, but it's strictly for exterior facade upgrades.
Okay.
Within the city center, the historical city center.
Okay. What can you say to a listener out there that's thought about going into the, real estate business or a commercial building for their business? What advice can you give them?
Don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. Be aggressive. And
how about it was a lot easier to be a lot braver when the interest rates were half what they are now. How about since the interest rates have, you know, doubled per se, what can you say about that?
Well, you got to make sure the deal is right for you. And if you fall into something where it's affordable and you have a good business plan, then I feel like interest rates will come and go. They'll go up and they'll go down, and you'll just, you know, structure your loan in a way that whenever the interest rates go down, you refinance, and you're going to put yourself in a great position to be successful.
I know you also, which this is kind of a different type of real estate investment. Some people have done it and been successful. Some haven't. I know you have a rental in the Ozarks. So tell me about that project. What goes on with that?
Yeah, just the same. I mean, it's kind of a personal but yet business opportunity. It's one of those things where I grew up at the Lake of the Ozarks and always wanted a place there. So it was very, very easy to make the commitment to invest at the Lake of the Ozarks, because knowing that you can not only rent it to hopefully offset your costs, but then be able to utilize it in the off season for personal use. So we've been thankful to be down at the Lake of the Ozarks. We vacation there and enjoy that area of Missouri, and it's been really rewarding.
Well, you know, say somebody's sitting at home and they're going, you know what, I've always wanted a condo down at the Ozarks, down at the lake. What advice can you give them about getting in the business or getting a condo? What's the direction to go?
Being selective and making sure that
do you find a realtor first, or you just go looking, or what? How do you?
Yeah.
What's the step?
You know, with advertising how effective realtors put properties on Facebook and other platforms, you know, personally, I would want to seek out a property before contacting a realtor. You know, figure out what part of the lake it's in,
you figure out the area that you want to be in. Is that it? You know, pick that area.
You're gonna figure out where you want to be, and what you want to be in.
What if you don't know where you want to be? You just want to go down there. Is there a suggestion like which areas to go to?
Well, yeah, you can call up Wendy and I and rent our condo, go down there for a couple of days, and drive around and check it out.
There you go. That's the perfect answer. Because, but in general, most of it's in pretty good spots all around the lake.
Yeah,
there's not a
dead spot these days.
No.
Yeah, it's as stimulated down there as it's ever been. It's continued growth, it's continued appreciation, and it's definitely where you want to be if you want to invest.
Now you have someone that takes care of it for you, that rents it out, cleans it, takes care of the property?
Yep. We actually have a property manager that does VRVO and takes care of all of that for us.
No headaches? It's pretty good.
I can't say that there's no headaches, but thankfully he is local and can take care of them instantaneously instead of us being 3.5 hours away.
Yes. You know what? We're close to running out of time. So is there anything you would like to add to this interview to finish things up about Brad Tonzer, the businessman here in Jerseyville, Illinois? What do you got to say? Anything else?
Well, I appreciate this opportunity. I think Jersey County is very thankful that you have brought life into the radio show here in Jerseyville, just like a lot of other entrepreneurs in Jerseyville that are out to, like myself and my wife, Wendy, to try to make Jerseyville a better place to live, and that you can't beat the community here in Jersey County.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, like my mindset now, you know, as I've gotten older, is not so much to, you know, it's not about making money as much as making a difference, a positive difference, you know, and you will make it. I'm not saying you'll get rich or anything, but you can make it, making positive differences.
Yep.
That's for sure. Well, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll see you out on the streets of Jerseyville.
Thanks for having me, Chris.